This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I wanted to spend just a few minutes talking about this legislative session. Obviously, the governor, in advance of this, has gone to the podium and talked a lot about what he hopes to accomplish and achieve in this session. A lot of different asks, some of which have already kind of created a little bit of friction between some folks in the bodies of the legislature and the state administration. Not uncommon, not unusual, not anything to be concerned about. That will all be hashed out during the course of this session. But one that sticks out, and we'll ask the Senate President Cameron Henry about this, is the L.A. Gator program, Louisiana Gator program, which is the program that provides money to pay for private school and other education expenses. Folks that qualify for this, they get a certain amount of money. It looks like the families here in Louisiana are very excited about this. It's reported in NOLA.com. 33,000 families have submitted applications since March 1st, according to the State Education Department, and nearly 30,000 of those applicants appears that they meet the eligibility criteria. So you have 30,000 that are basically competing for about 5,300 of these vouchers that look like, if the governor gets his way in this session, would be available. Now, the governor's asked for twice the amount of money than what the legislature had agreed to last year in this budget. And they, Cameron Henry says that this is going to have to be rectified. They're going to have to deal with this. Obviously, money's tight. A lot of different cuts coming down from the federal government to the state, which means the state has to tighten their belt to local government. And this is the push and the pull of politics, not only here in the state of Louisiana, but throughout the country. That's how it works. This flows downhill when you see these cuts being made at the federal government, things that state government has grown accustomed to, as well as local government. And then you have to see whether or not you have the necessary revenues to continue these programs moving forward. Becomes quite the challenge. We know that in the city of New Orleans right now, they are taxed. We don't know to what extent, because we can't seem to get data that would appear to be meaningful. Individuals within the administration continue to disagree with one another as to whether or not we find ourselves in a fiscal crisis or not. We don't know. We just stand by waiting to hear from somebody that's got some sense of credibility that's going to say one thing or another relative to that issue. And it's kind of a shame, because as we head into this legislative session, it would be nice to know exactly where you stand. Right? It's hard to make an ask. It's hard to go up there, make a case for anything if you can't figure out where all of this is going. So it will be interesting to see. So we're going to have to keep our eye on the Louisiana Gator program, where it's going to be, how much it's going to be funded.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Four. Then the other issue is the fallout of Amendment 2 and the failure of same is about $200 million to maintain the salary stipends for teachers and other school staffers. If the legislature does not find the $200 million for the stipend for this upcoming year, that means the teachers and school staffers will have a pay cut. And it will be interesting to see how that plays itself out. Very difficult issue for the state legislature to deal with. The teachers tend to have a very strong voice and lobby in Baton Rouge. They're well represented. The failure of that amendment was part of a whole financing arrangement to try and shift that to local government, and there would be some expenses that would be released from local government to be able to finance same. This will be a big issue in the legislature. And then, finally, one of the other issues that we really need to be looking at is insurance. That is a top-of-mind issue for Louisiana citizens. Everyone is impacted. It doesn't matter what demographic group you come from, what financial sector you live in. Everyone is bearing the brunt of very expensive homeowners, very expensive auto insurance, and flood policies that are increasing as well. Many folks have been fighting back on the flood policies and will continue to do so. And it's going to be interesting as to how this will play out. This is the traditional battle between trial lawyers and insurance companies. This is one I will be paying close attention to. Not that I've ever been, a big fan of either party. But what I am aware of is seeing folks that are legitimately hurt, seriously injured, life-altering situations through no fault of their own, through the negligence of others, and the lack of desire to pay to cover the costs of the life care plan or whatever it may be in the aftermath of these accidents, where people's lives are fundamentally, significantly altered for the rest of their life. What does that mean? Maybe you play softball once a week. That's your activity. As a result of the accident, you can't do so. So you have to go through a whole shift in your life as to what you're going to be able to do for physical activity. Some people will never be able to do any physical activity. Some folks that have kids might not ever be able to raise their child off the ground, put them on the shoulders at a Mardi Gras parade, carry them around, not able to do so because of weight limitations as a result of their injury. Some people not going to be able to drive. Some folks not able to take care of themselves at home. Some having to get care for others. So when we think about this, just think about your one stop sign, one red light, one 20 mile an hour going down a street where someone exceeds that amount that hits you, and your life is changed and altered forever. That's what makes this so difficult of an issue to resolve, because each case is fundamentally different from the next case. And trying to craft a general rule that creates the balance and fairness to everyone, I don't envy these state legislators. It's difficult. It's really tough. But there's some things that should be fundamental, right? If you have all the necessary insurances and everything else, you should be able to recover. You paid the price. You're following the rules. There needs to be protections for those that fall in that class. I agree with the governor and others. Those that don't, that walk to the beat of a different drum, that make an intentional decision to not insure oneself, which impacts the rights and privileges of others that are on the road, they shouldn't be able to play in the game. They're out. Now, everybody wants to be fair, and it wants to be a punitive number. Numbers are being bandied around. If you don't have insurance, there's a $100,000 exclusion, so you don't collect a dollar unless your injuries are greater than $100,000. Maybe that's high enough. I don't know. But they shouldn't be the beneficiary of much. They've decided to not play the rules, right? It's kind of what I've been saying all along as it relates to immigration. You play by the rules, you get all the plethora of the rights and privileges that we afford everyone else in this country. You don't play by the rules, why would we heap all of these rights and privileges on you? You've decided to walk to the beat of a different drum. And that's okay. You want to make that decision, that's fine. But everybody else in the world should not have to suffer for the intentional act, the intentional conscious decision that you made to not get insurance. So hopefully, though, that type of bill will pass. But in this balance, I certainly hope that during the time of the debate, that there's the opportunity for folks to bring forward a lot of information. Some of this is going to be anecdotal stories. Insurance, in a traditional sense, is not like it was 40 years ago. It's not nearly as standardized. You have many folks that are self-insured, organizations and businesses and agencies, both in motor vehicle insurance as well as medical insurance. Each one of those have all kinds of different rules that put their liability further and further away as a result of a auto accident, which creates a bigger cost for the insured, more out of pocket. We talk about whether or not, you know, you're going to go outside your insurance and visit doctors and you get billed the full freight as opposed to taking advantage of any of the discounts that are there, and then you negotiate with those providers after you get some award. I can understand why you would want to try and eliminate that practice. I get it. But you're going to have to put provisions in that limit the rights of these self-insured programs to move people further and further away, because some do it out of necessity. Because they don't have the money to meet that deductible or otherwise, or a larger copay, or however they structure it as a result of an auto accident, where the medical provider says, we're not paying yet. Even though we have the right to subrogation, we're not paying. And I keep bringing this up because a lot of people don't know about these provisions that appear in these self-administered group contracts. Because more and more employers are trying to move themselves further and further away from liability. It's a cost-saving measure. I get it. I understand. But everyone needs to understand in the balance of interest as to why this is happening, and we cannot afford to leave people out of the equation. And that's the difficulty of crafting this legislation. Is they all going to appear from a different point? And we have to make sure that we get as many people under the tent as possible. So these are just a couple, three, four different things you need to be looking at. Most of these are really kind of, when you think about it, can alter, are pretty impactful, I'll say. Teacher pay. You know, whether or not we continue to grow the voucher system, if that's something that we desire. Most people I know are very much in favor of it. I kind of like the voucher system myself. It's not all a rosy picture, though. We want to make sure that we're able to fund and finance those that are left behind that are still in public education. We can't afford to leave anybody behind. We got to make sure that we have that opportunity for everyone, and it's not easy. Because we'll have limited assets, limited resources, and as federal cuts come down, Medicaid is one that's really, really concerning. A lot of incredibly complex financing schemes in Medicaid that may go away and may disrupt the whole healthcare delivery system. In fact, folks are so upset and uptight about that, they are in D.C. spending millions upon millions of dollars, even advertising in Washington, D.C., about Medicaid cuts. The big fight is we need to root out inefficiencies in Medicaid, waste and fraud, but not touch benefits. Why is that important to us? I think a third of Louisiana's population is on Medicaid. So it gives you an indication of how important that is to us. We are the second highest rate of Medicaid coverage in the country. 31.9% of our constituents have Medicaid. That is a huge number, a huge impact, which would be very difficult to overcome in the situation that we find ourselves financially in this state if there are significant cuts in Medicaid. And even if it is not about benefits, even if it's about a number of other things that are there to include what was once referred to as Obamacare coverage and everything in the healthcare sector. Big, big issue. We need to make sure that we get it right. So I touch on those. The session starts next week. These are things that you should be paying attention to, in my humble opinion. It's just one man's opinion. Big issues could have very positive outcomes or could have an outcome not so much. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.